I was looking at countries in Africa and where the health of indigenous peoples is vis-a-vis the rest of the populations in their countries. And what I found out is that generally their level of health is much poorer when you compare with the other population. They have poor access to health, they live in harsh terrain, and they are few in number. So most governments would say, okay, these people are few, we really do not need to invest so much in going there. So that has really contributed to their poor access to health. And when you look at statistics like child mortality, maternal mortality compared to the rest of the population, it's usually much higher.
As a pediatrician, this is particularly relevant to you.
Yes, because a nation has to take care of its children. And when children survive and women survive, generally that population and that country fares much better than those who do not. So as a pediatrician, I'm very much involved in areas of child survival. And to impact on child survival, you don't really need a lot. You just need to a few interventions, scale them up, make them reach every child, so that in the theme of this day, leave no one behind. That means even the indigenous peoples need not be left behind.
And having Maasai heritage, do you have any personal experiences which highlight the importance of this theme?
As I was growing up, access to health was very difficult. In fact, when you are sick, the hospitals were very far, and most people actually die because of lack of access to hospitals. I know in my own family, 4 women have died because of pregnancy-related causes. And that's just one family. You can imagine the other families who have lost people like that. And the little health we could access was provided by NGOs like AMREF. I remember as a young girl in primary school, AMREF came to our school, screened all the children, found that I had trachoma. We were treated, otherwise we would not be able to be here today.
What do you think state-run health organizations can do to accommodate Indigenous people's health and well-being?
One is, of course, to recognize that these people exist, and especially in Africa, where most countries in Africa have actually not recognized indigenous peoples as indigenous peoples. They are put together as marginalized or hard to reach and all that. So that one becomes a problem. The other thing, of course, is if you don't have data or information about these people, you can't be able to plan for their health. So you need, one of the core thing is to get accurate data about these people. Then, of course, because of the landscape where they live, you need innovative ways of delivering health. You don't need to go to fixed facilities. You can go to mobile facilities so that you can reach them. The other thing, of course, is when you are doing planning, policy making, bring these people on board so that they can tell you this is the best way you can reach us. Because if you don't take their views on board, you are just going to do one shoe fits all. So you have to be innovative. You have to bring these people on board. You have to have the information.